I did that last week. Apologies.
So we come with a certain amount of essence, and then we have to add to that essence by proper living habits, proper nutrition, observing the laws of nature. These are the things that will add the surplus we need that will make us invigorated in every way, mentally, sexually, physically, by observing these principles. So these principles have to be outlined to somebody, and they have to follow a particular course in life to obtain all of these answers they inquire about libido and sexuality.
Great, and we will be sharing more information about that later. I'm going to skip all of these, with the exception of, let me go back to, you know, we're going to actually talk about how you get in contact and how you get the information. So we're going to quickly go over the attributes of the kidney, and I'm just actually going to read these because we presented these last week, and we encourage you to take notes. We will be presenting this again at another time in another form. So you have the element, which is water, the solid organ, which is the kidney, the empty organ, which is in the urinary bladder. So when you're dealing with traditional Oriental or Chinese medicine, you always have a solid organ that's paired with an empty organ. So in this case, because we're talking about the kidney and the urinary bladder, the solid organ is the kidney, empty organ is the urinary bladder, the sense organ is the ear, the tissue is the bone, the emotion is fright and fear, the season is winter, and we know that, the topic of our webinar, so the climate is cold. We're dealing with storing. We're looking at the north in terms of orientation, and the taste is salty. So moving on past that, how these attributes relate to our daily lives was actually just explained to us. So we have a healthy family here. Everyone's exercising and looking very happy because they are relating, either consciously or unconsciously, these attributes to their health, wellness, and well-being. So now we're going to launch into the actual essence of our webinar for this evening, which is, what is the sea of marrow? We're talking about marrow, the brain, and willpower. So in traditional Chinese medicine, traditional Oriental medicine, there is the sea of marrow. We're going to bring Dr. Jata in right here to explain that and how it relates to vibrant mental power, creativity, and willpower.
Okay, the marrow aspect in traditional Chinese medicine is a twofold answer to the question. We can visualize the marrow being in the bone, and the marrow is that particular attribute that feeds the bone. We can think of that as the marrow in our Western way of thinking. Since the marrow nourishes the bones, and the kidney itself is responsible for nourishing the bone itself, the bones being the structure of the body, or the bones, the spinal column, the brain, the teeth, all of these are considered to be structural things of the body which the kidney nourishes. So the sea of marrow in traditional Chinese medicine is considered to be the brain. The brain itself is nourished by the kidney because the kidney has the essence. You have to imagine now the kidney being a water, the element water. Water is wet, it's fluid. It takes the shape of any vessel that it's in. It flows. It's essential to life. The same picture you can have in your mind of water externally to us, we have them within us. We have those particular physical stations within us. We have rivers within us. We have oceans within us. We have ponds within us. We have reservoirs within us. And for instance, the blood system, you can imagine that as being a river with tributaries, the lymphatic system, the urinary system. These are, you can transpose these externally to us and see them in the real creation. So, and these things nourish particular things. So the sea of marrow is the brain, and it's considered to be a very, very important part of our body, and it's nourished by the water element, which carries the nourishment to everything in life. As prayer is to salvation, water is to existence. One cannot be without the other.
What a great explanation. And so now we're talking about a little bit more about Maro, because now we had kind of talked about it through the structure. Now we want to look at the brain, the spinal cord, and willpower. How does Maro and vis-a-vis the kidney relate to these aspects of our life?
Well, creativity and willpower are high functions of the brain. The brain has its personality and it has its particular forte, and one of those is to provide us with the creative power, the willpower, which makes the human being stands apart from other creations. These particular things, if the kidney or the water element, we have to go back and forth between the water element and the kidney. You have to picture water. It's the nourishing thing that carries life. Imagine you're watering a plant, and the water you have is teeming with minerals and teeming with essence. That plant will actually flourish, bear fruit, have strong leaves, provide shade. Similarly to the brain, if the kidney energy or function is functioning properly, number one, the kidney must have its own essence that we inherit from our parents in order to function properly. That stored energy that we get from our mothers and fathers, we then have to add to that essence by our life, by proper nutrition and absorption, observing regular habits, living within the seasons. All of these things now would add to the essence that we arrive with, that make our constitutions. So the willpower and the creative part of the brain will be optimal when the kidney energy can water or nourish, send the proper nourishment that particular part needs. That's really what that means. Imagine a wave of an ocean coming in, and the wave comes in and it brings in nutrients, and it goes out and comes in. That's how the water element is to all of the organs of the body. Water is a carrier of things, and that's how it works.
And we know that it relates to the brain, the marrow, and the spinal cord relate to all the organs. So I would envision that there's no part of our bodies that can function without the marrow, the spinal cord, the brain being in harmony, and the kidney governs all that. Is that correct?
That's correct. The kidney would be the main river, with tributaries running from the river to the brain, to all of the other parts of the body. It's considered the root of life in traditional Chinese medicine. So if the root is firm and strong, the other parts that it nourishes is also going to be that way.
Then it leads me to the question, I have a slide up on the screen, because we talked about the kidney governance, the teeth and the hair. We had visuals of that on the previous webinar. So what does it mean when we're having loose teeth or thinning hair and we're not actually living the optimum? Is that, again, the kidney energy or urinary bladder is not functioning? What's the cause of that?
We have to look at other aspects, too. We're assuming that the person is taking good, they have good hygiene for their mouth. We're assuming that they've taken care of their teeth, that, you know, it's been cleaned regularly, they brush, they floss, and all of these things. If these things would prevent the teeth from falling out and having tooth decay. However, if somebody has a problem like that dentally when they're young and they lose their teeth, that's also a sign, because again, the kidney nourishes the bones. The kidneys makes the bones strong. The kidney nourishes the marrow in the bone, and the marrow nourishes the bone. So we, in traditional Chinese medicine, I would look to the kidney being the water element again. You have to picture the water element again in your mind, because our talk is not like a scientific molecular talk. We're talking of natural things in the external creation of us. which also, because we live between the heaven and the earth, is reflected within us. The elements are within us. We're stardust and all the elements, that's combined. So if the nourishment of the kidney, somebody could have a weak constitution from the mother and the father. The energetics of the mother and the father at the time of conception could have been weak, so they have a weak constitution. Or if the mother and father's energies was very good when conception was made, and the mother was nourishing the fetus properly, that could cause a problem with the jing or the essence. So we would have to look to somebody that would lose their teeth and hear at an early age, as that particular part that functions to nourish, there is a problem. You may look in creation, and the river may have a log that may fall over the river and divert the river somewhere else. That water system has been changed. There's some obstacle there. Similarly, within us, there are problems like that that we can use to diagnose and treat somebody to remove the blockage and make the river flow and nourish the entire area.
And another thing that we had observed is that dementia and memory, etc., are governed, again, by the kidney and urinary bladder. How can we decrease our tendencies towards Alzheimer's and dementia and increase mental vigor and vitality?
The same way, again, by observing good habits in life, we strike a balance. And the balance we have, the fulcrum we have, the balance we have would prevent us from tapping into our resources, our reserves. So by living a life that's balanced within the cycles of life, the rhythms of life, our working rhythms, for instance, shouldn't be like most of us are 24/7. Our rest period should be in conjunction with the diurnal rhythms. We're here in Florida now. It gets dark here at 6 o'clock. Not 9:30, 10 o'clock, as in the summertime. So people naturally should be trying to observe these natural rhythms of life, preventing them from going into this surplus energy, which is there to create, which is there to procreate, which is there to have good brain energy, to have good creative aspect, to have strong willpower. So the only way we can prevent these things is by seeking a balance in life and try to avoid the irregularities or the excesses in work, in nutrition, in sexual activity, and all the other things that make up life. So that would be the key. And another very important aspect of how could we offset these things is by simply breathing exercises such as Chinese Tai Chi and Qigong.
And we actually have some demonstration of that coming up that we can actually get to see. Excuse me for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
Well,
that deals with the essence.
The
actual breathing exercises with the scientific movements that's along with that helps to really invigorate the essence of the body very quickly.
And I would imagine that in addition to preventing dementia, Alzheimer's, etc., we also brought up intelligence and creativity. So all these things are fed and governed by the kidney and the urinary bladder. Is that correct? Even our ability to just have creative solutions in life or to be creative and, you know, create a special way that we present ourselves in life, our gifts and you know, our artistic side. All of this is governed, Dr. Jata, by the kidney and urinary bladder?
All governed by the water element in the body, which correspond to these two organs. Again, if the medium that carries the nutrition is not properly flowing and enveloping each vessel it's in and entering every nook and cranny, we don't have the potential food and strength we need. If these things are flowing right, then we have these abilities to create. and to guide and develop and energy for other things than mundane things that we do. So it's all life is based on the water element. The whole creation is based on the water. And we have to get that in our minds. We have to think in our minds of our kidney, urinary bladder being of the water element. And we're 78% agua. I think the kidney filters, I think it's about 19 gallons of blood per hour, something like that. So it's an amazing system we have, a divine system we have by the Creator. We have to get more familiarized with it. You can read about its the things that it does in Western medicine. You can read of the things that it does in Oriental medicine. And the more education you have about yourself, the better you can develop who you should be. Because the ancient people realized that the object of life was for us to develop to be the best we could be, to get radiant health, and then we become illuminated after that. And the only way we can have radiant health is by using the things of the earth, the proper things of the earth, and living in harmony with the seasons.
And so we went through some slides a few minutes ago that was more of the same thing, creativity, your ideas, your eyesight and hearing. Again, those are also governed by the water element. So what we are moving into now is some of those Tai Chi and Qigong that you were just describing. So for those who have the screen up and came in through their computer, they can start to see some of the kidney Qigong. So could you explain to us how that works, Dr. Jatta, in gathering and storing energy?
The kidney, the water element has a pathway. Like everything in life has a pathway or a direction. There's a pathway that the kidney has. It starts from the sole of the feet, and it comes up the medial side of the leg, past the malleolus, which is the shin bone, past the Achilles tendon. It comes up, again, the medial side of the leg to the back of the knee, runs up to the groin area, and then it goes to the coccyx, comes up the spine, the coccyx, and into both kidneys. It then circles back around the front and comes up the chest and finishes right at the collarbone. So the Qigong exercises now, the mind leads the qi. The mind leads the qi. So you have to envision this meridian, this pathway of energy. And after a while, by envisioning it, you'll make it real. The energy is already there. We have to be conscious of it being there, and it would manifest itself. So you'll be able to feel that pathway of energy after a while practicing these particular exercises. Feel the energy coming up from the sole of the feet. Feel it coming up to the knee. Feel it going through the loins and up through the kidney to the Don Dien, which is by the umbilical cord in the front. You'll be able to feel this warmth, this caressing feeling of the qi moving. Again, it's there because we're alive. But are we conscious of it? No. Exercises like this makes us conscious of the energetics. Similarly, we could transpose that to be conscious of the food we eat, to be conscious of the words we speak, to be more alive in life, as opposed to walking around as if we have no vibration of the fact that we're here living this life right now. So these exercises are designed to create visualization along the pathways that would nourish these organs. That's how we would cultivate and store the essence there. Again, the action most beloved by the Creator is that which is done most consistently. That's the jewel. We have to be consistent in our life with things of value.
On the previous webinar, we described in detail each of these exercises that you see, those who came in through their computer. We did extremely detailed explanation of each movement, the purpose of each movement. And so we won't belabor that again, but visually, you can see how the energy is moving, how the energy is spread and then brought back to the center. In the beginning, we showed you an image of your energy field that extends beyond your body. It's not just your physical vessel. So when you're doing these exercises, it's very important to envision that, as well as the pathways that Dr. Jatta is explaining to us here. And so it's very, very powerful. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So to actually see these visuals give you great insight, because you can actually see the energy moving through these meridians that Dr. Jatta is sharing with us.
And again, this is not for the wealthy or the rich, or this is not for the beautiful or the smart. Everybody possesses these particular energies, mm-hmm. but who wants to take the time to develop them is another affair.
So we have quite a few here, and this webinar is available for you to view again, and I'll provide details about that. So we had a whole series of about 12 photos or poses or exercises or movements that help to build kidney qigong. So we encourage you to get this webinar and come to our live event that I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes. And again, there's a sound for the kidney. Each of the organ systems has a sound. And so the kidney sound is, and you see it up on the screen, and it's pronounced exactly as you see it, chiu. And if you use that sound along with the movements that we just saw, is that correct, Dr. Jatta? Is that the way we use the sound?
That's correct. We would use the sound when the hands are making the shape of the ball, and we're sitting and squatting down, that's the sound we would make. And that sound is designed to, you visually see expelling any toxicity in the kidney when we make that sound as well. So we make the sound, and then we visualize the sound, and we make those things manifest, the removal of the stagnant energy in the kidney through that sound. There's also other sounds and other mantra we could make. The kidney is considered the root of life, which is the creator. Muslims could say the word Al-Khaliq, which means the creator. And the urinary bladder is al-bariyu, the one that gathers. So you can take this to many, many, many levels. But the whole idea that I'd like to emphasize is to get started. Mm-hmm. The longest journey starts with a single step. And if we can reorientate our thinking and organize ourselves to be in the seasons, in harmony, our lives will become more radiant for us. All the elements will be nourished, and we will have the vigor, the vitality, the clarity of thinking, the willpower to be who we want to be in life.
Okay, so let's see what's coming up next. Okay, so this webinar actually was a summary of what it is that we're presenting over this entire year. We're having several summits that go into great detail. We wanted to give you a taste, and we wanted you to get started, because it isn't about waiting. Once we know something, once we have been introduced to something that changes and expands our lives, it's to get started right away. So we wanted to give you something to start with some visuals, etc. We're going to, on our next webinar, which I'll give you the date and info about that in just a few minutes, we're going to go into the food for the winter, because when winter is cold in many places, and we want to eat to nourish these parts of our body, the kidney, urinary bladder, and from that, the entire physical structure and beyond. So We want to learn and show you the principles for eating in the wintertime. Doesn't matter whether you're in the subtropics or you're in the temperate zone where it might be raining and snowing. There are certain principles that we observe. This webinar that we just showed you, this brief conversation, is a part of the series. And as we said, it's free today. Next week, 2 weeks from now on the 18th, invite everyone you know to get the information about food and eating for the season so that you can encourage your family, friends, and colleagues to be a part of this experience.
I'm telling you.
So the next webinar is Sunday, January 18th at 7 p.m. We're going to continue to talk about kidney and urinary bladder function. We're going to talk about foods. So we want you to come, share. You'll get the link, or you can email me, which that information is coming up, and join us. Also, we want your comments, and we're going to solicit that in just a few minutes. If you want more information, get the intake form. I've personally filled it out more than one time, and it gives clarity into specifically what's going on in the body. I myself have a lot of kidney chi deficiency, and so I've been helped a lot with my personal testimonial with the help and support of Dr. Jatta, change of diet, certain herbs and movements, and just lifestyle changes. So that came through completing this intake form because it gives a complete analysis. And the price is on the screen. It's $19.99, which everything that we offer you is affordable. And it's really about you empowering yourself. $19.99 is a meal at a restaurant. $13.99 is a meal at a restaurant. Or it's a quarter tank of gas, depending on your vehicle. So we want you to take this and start to invest it in yourself so that you have the wherewithal, the chi, the energy, the creativity to live that vibrant, radiant, healthy life. You want to get it done, but you just don't have the energy, what we were just talking about, join us in what we're doing and create in your own life radiant health and longevity. You want to increase your chi and call us right away. Okay, and we talked about the Moringa. Those who got the e-flyer know about that already. Okay, we have a summit coming up in spring of this year, March 20th through 22nd. That's liver and gallbladder time. So what we're doing is we have a wonderful venue, and on the next webinar you'll get to see some of that. And we are offering you 3 full days that are life transformative. You can email me. I'm not going to do, you know, a big sales pitch on it, but you can email me or dial me or text me at dimensionalhealing8513@gmail.com, or you can dial customer service at 561-855-0593. Question and answer is, and comments are coming up in just a moment. Learn about eating in the season. That's what we're going to be talking about on the next webinar. Eating fresh, vital food that nourishes the organs and beautiful and scrumptiously delicious edible delights. So we just give you some images. Those of you who are on the computer, we're giving you some images of some of the foods that you can learn to make, and some of the alkalizing, nourishing bounty of nature. We don't have to go into a huge food bill. A lot of what we eat is grown right locally, especially if you live in the tropics or the subtropics. Okay, so now we have some of the therapies. We have a visual up on the screen of a person getting auricular acupuncture. Let me see if she's still here, because this would be a great time to bring her in. Priestess Nuruddin, are you here?
Peace, love, health, and happiness. Yay! Happy New Year, happy new you, happy new us. Joyous.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're so glad that you took time. I know you like doing so many things. I have an image of you getting your auricular acupuncture up on the screen. And I wanted you to just, you know, you came and you got treatment with Dr. Jatta. Tell us about how you were before you got treatment, how you were after you got the treatment.
Well, when I got there, believe me, it was definitely a needed time in life. And So and now that we're talking about the kids, because we were ending the summer and getting ready to come into the winter, and so you know that was definitely on time. And one of the things I want to say though before I do this is important, because I used to be a acupuncture junkie or something like that. I mean, I used to get acupuncture all the time. I love energy work. And, you know, being in yoga and, you know, the breathing and all this stuff, it is just so great. And the more you do it, you get the reserve. And so when I came, my reserve was low. And I'm talking about for years, because I had been through a lot of movement to get down here to beautiful Florida, and a lot is put on you when you decide that you're going to take yourself on. So that's why it's important to work with this energy field, because then the energy starts to move you, and then you're not doing it. Your body's just flowing with it. And so, but even for us who fly around and have all of this energy, to come back and to be in with someone who definitely knows how to do a complete holistic approach to energy work is what I love so much about my experience with them, you know, because I've had acupuncture. If you go and get acupuncture, any type of energy work is just beautiful. But what Dr. Jaffa does is a complete wholeness, and that's what worked for me at that time. And I remember when we were on the table, he was doing, put the needles in me, and I was just in heaven bliss. It was so wonderful. And then I was like, oh, I want him to put one in the top of my head. And then at that moment, he went, boop.
Just so, with the thought. It was not that you even said it. You just thought it.
I just thought it. You know, and so, like, it's magical like that. It's beautiful like that. And then we had the food and then the equipment and everything, but the whole atmosphere and the garden, it really was a perfect one day and a half retreat for me that was really worth a week. And that is, so I truly am abundantly grateful and thankful. And my desire is to have you all come here in Lake Worth and support us so that we can shift the energy, because I'm here calling for Lake Worth to be a win-win-win city, creating a win-win for all. And that is a shift of energy that has been stagnant in the down deep in the marrow. And I believe that incorporating this energy work into this call of raising the vibration here in Lake Worth is that's my desire. So I see that, and I, you know, would like to, you know, work with you to bring the way that you share the energy flow to the movement that we have here in Lake Worth.
And thank you for that. I'm going to put up some contact information for you. I have a slide for that. So anyone who wants to find out more about that can contact you directly. Do we have another person, Dr. Jaffa, that was going to call, give a testimonial?
I really don't know offhand. You know, somebody may call in.
Okay, we'll do. Well, anyone who's there who wants to share, please feel free to speak. Speak up. I moved the slide to the miracle lamp, the far infrared lamp. That is another aspect of the treatment. We have a client up on the screen receiving that. Is there anyone else who'd like to share, give a testimonial about their work with Dr. Jaffa?
Well, I can. My name is Abdul Muksin. I'm in Miami, and Dr. Jaffa has helped me with some back and knee issues that I had with his acupuncture processes. And I can remember having some serious back pains, lower back pain, and his acupuncture has helped me quite a bit, so much so that it relieved it for many, many years. And the same thing with my knee. I had a left knee issue where I had damage in the meniscus and was on the verge of losing the ACL part, or damaging the ACL. He was able to strengthen that through his acupuncture. Kind of wish I had maintained the same thing with my right knee, unfortunately, we couldn't do that, and I had to get my right knee scoped, but my left knee is in great shape. And one of the questions I wanted to ask, though, I don't know if we're into questions and or comments.
Oh, perfect time for a question.
Yeah. How does one book for the spring summer? And are there spaces available? Give us some more information on that.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to put up on the screen in a few minutes the slide with the contact information. But basically, you can dial the customer service number, which is 561-855-0593, or you can email dimensionalhealing8513@gmail. There will soon be a link up on the website, which is blessedlovehealthcare.com, that will provide all your registration information. But in lieu of that, in the immediate moment, you can tap into that, and I'll put a slide up that has that. That's 561-855-0593 or dimensionalhealing8513@gmail.com. I encourage you to call or write or text. Even if you just have an inquiry, you're not sure if you want to come, you need more details, just reach out. Or if you just have questions that were not addressed or you didn't want to ask it in the context of this webinar, we're absolutely available to you for everything. Don't feel like you have to have a registration or you want to come. Just email us, because our mission is to make this accessible and affordable for all of us, because it's our birthright. We don't own this. You know, we're just taking the time and space because of love to share it with you in the with everyone in the community. Are there any other testimonials? Okay,
yes.
Great.
Yes, this is Brother Yusuf.
Greetings, Brother Yusuf.
How are you doing? I give thanks for the program, very enlightening and informative. My testimony, though, is that a couple months ago, I have a little farm that I work, and there are times when I got to put in a lot of work, so my back goes out from time to time, so my sciatic nerves was what happened. And I was actually doing two jobs at the time. So I went by and see the brother, and I could immediately feel some relief after the first treatment. So and by constantly going through a series of treatments, by the sixth one, I started to feel much, much better. So, I know of the work that acupuncture and the result that it gives, so also I like to touch base on the fact that not just how the brethren work with you, it's not just acupuncture, he goes into different aspects, as the sister was saying, the whole holistic aspect of it. So you talk about a diet, talking about different herbs. It has that whole total alternative to the conventional medicine, which as we all know, that a lot of people are seeking that aspect of it because they have not yet seen the result from the medical profession, so to speak. So that aspect of it, is good for me personally and my testimony in that. And also I like to say, I'm looking forward for that spring thing that is coming up. I'd love to be a part of it, and that's what it is for me right now. I give thanks for the brother.
And thank you, Brother Yusuf. We had pictures of your farm on the previous webinar we did 2 weeks ago. We had fields of callaloo. We had other pictures to you. I'm going to send you a copy of that so you can get to see how you've already been a part of this work, this effort that we have in reaching out to the community. Are there any other comments or questions at this time? Okay. We always want to give something, you know, give something to the community. So what we're doing now, because part of what happens with what Dr. Jatta does is he can provide you a tongue analysis, and it's amazing. Many practitioners, you know, some practitioners do this. It's amazing what you can see in the tongue, in the coating, the color, which direction, you know, if it's point straight, and just many things. I'm really actually not a practitioner of tongue analysis, but I've received it. And so what we have here is an offer. The first five people that email the same email I gave you, dimensionalhealing8513@gmail.com, or text or dial 561-855-0593, the very first five will get a free tongue analysis. You just want to make sure that you give us your name and the best time to get back to you, to call you or email you. And the best way to connect with you. So you can do that as soon as this is over. Take a picture of your tongue with your phone and email it to us, or send it via text message. And we'll get back to you with a free tongue analysis with some suggestions of what can be done to improve your health for radiant health, longevity, and joy. So we're doing that because we love you. And the rest is just I just love the symmetry of nature. And so I've got this picture right here is actually from Bobby Youssef's farm. Those who can see it, it's a banana tree with a banana flower. And so just the beauty. This picture right here is from Bobby Youssef's farm. It's a new banana leaf. And when you can see the symmetry. So when you come here, you see nature unfolding. You're in an environment that not only are you getting the healing modalities of the practitioner, Dr. Jatta, but you're getting nature. You're getting the lessons of the Creator, the glory of the Creator that's in perfect symmetry and order. And so your life just naturally starts to take that direction. Just breathing in a tropical environment is healing. So in addition to getting the wonderful treatments that you've heard about, you get to be in an environment that supports 100% your healing. So we just really want to invite you to come. I can't really say enough. There's those fields of Kalalu. I actually put it back into this particular. It's fields of Kalalu. And Kalalu is, you know, amaranth, is green amaranth. It is the most alkaline of greens. It is the most absorbable to the body. And so when you come here, you get to experience that. And you can come to the farm. We'll ask Bobby Youssef permission, but we'll take you to the farm. And you get to see all of this and live and see all of this. And you also get microgreens. And you see this beautiful image. Look at the color of green. So you learn about microgreens and how to grow them. We're going to touch on that on the upcoming webinar. And here's another picture of microgreens or, you know, sprouts. But it's beyond sprouting. Okay, here is the contact information. We're coming to the close of the webinar now. This is the website, blessedlovehealthcare.com. Phone number 561-855-0593. And the email, dimensionalhealing8513@gmail.com. Are there any other questions at this time? We got 9, 10, or 12 new questions coming up for this particular webinar, and we're going to take the same protocol on the next one, which is on January 18th, and answer those questions at the beginning so that we make sure that we address. So this is your opportunity, if you have any other questions or comments, to bring them forth at this time. Okay. That means we did great. We answered all the questions. And this is where we just say thank you in whatever way. This picture is from the yard. This is hibiscus. So all the images that you saw, none of them except for the drawings, you know, were from any they're all from here. Every image that you saw was from here, taken by me. And so this hibiscus is grown in the yard. You get to experience this firsthand. And this is where we say thank you, our final opportunity to ask questions or make comments. And I want to say also thank you to Dr. Jatta again, once again, for the wonderful and heartfelt presentation, very well researched and very well explained to us. And I always come away feeling so much enriched. So
what a wonderful surprise these people called in.
Great. That's great. So, that you know, made, we're...
That really made my new year in the right way. Thank you very much. It makes me feel very, very pleased about the work we do. Thank you all.
And thank you once again. All right. So we're coming to an end. It's 8 o'clock in Eastern. And we want to thank you very much for your time. We invite you to come back in 2 weeks where we start to talk about food. We're going to do maybe up to 2 webinars on food, just really kind of depending on how much we cover on the first. But you'll come away well prepared to eat in a balanced way for the winter season. And we're going to soon be going into the spring. So we want to have our kidneys and urinary bladder well healed and balanced so that when we start talking about the liver and gallbladder, which is the next two organs, that we're vibrant and that our kidneys and our urinary bladder are just humming with vitality. So I want to say thank you very much for coming. I'm going to end the recording now, and I'm going to end the webinar. Thanks again.